For over 40 years, Russell Codrington has been farming at Spring Hall in St. Lucie. He says he's never seen the amount of rain they've experienced in the past week. So much rain that he's lost cantaloupes, sweet peppers, cucumbers, and tomatoes. So ask him what he thinks about global warming.
It has already begun to impact on our work. The instant we know came out of a drought. Now we, on the Spring Hall Land Lease Project, only allowed to get water 2 hours a day. Imagine the 2 hours a day, and I have 13 acres to wet. You know, it didn't work out. And what Lily had planted in the field, now the rain came in, you know, you lose it. So the global warming have a great impact on farming today in Barbados, definitely. The previous years, we used to get rain, but not at this magnitude. We would get a little shower here and a little shower there, but not as much as the flood ground. We were still able to plant, go into the field and do our spraying and get cultivation done, whatsoever the case is. But now, it's a complete different story altogether. And don't forget that the outside has been a little warmer than normal before. And the farmers also begin to complain about the warming. I had some sweet peppers there so that even when you see earlier this month, when the sun, when it was being so hot, I get a lot of damage to sweet peppers. The sun began to burn them like mad, believe you me. So when I picked those sweet peppers, I had to just throw them away because they had a lot of sunburn. Normally, I wouldn't get that in years gone by. We had one or two burners, but not this magnitude. I have thrown away a lot of sweet peppers the last couple of weeks. So it got something to do with the global warming.
Mr. Codrington believes it is time for farmers and others in Barbados to pay more attention to the problem.
I think going forward, we have to sit down and really put our heads together and come up with some sort of idea and solution on how to manage this situation in going forward.
One of the things that we desperately need in Barbados is some form of insurance for the farming community.
And that's Richard Armstrong of Armag Farms Limited in St. Philip.
Up until this morning, I was having a conversation with one of our leading insurance brokers about this problem. And he is trying to help, but he's told me don't expect anything too soon. I understand there's been a little bit of talk about it in the CARICOM heads of governments and this recent big set of food security chat. But it is something, you know, we can import food into Barbados and put it into a warehouse. And the importers and distributors will have insurance from the time they buy it in whatever part of the world it would be insured, right up to when they deliver it to the supermarket or the shop. But yet, we are down here struggling to produce something locally. And there's no help for us in terms of insurance. And we have, look at the amount of risk that we have compared to what they have. It's really sad. I'm actually looking at a project at the moment that has potential for value-added products to be exported. But it will take me to be able to provide 60 acres of this crop for the investors to feel comfortable to go ahead with it. And it's a tree crop. I basically have told them that unless I can get insurance, because it's a long-term investment, unless I can get insurance, there's no way that I will be risking it. And it's been very disappointing because it's a good project, but it won't come off due to lack of insurance.
Farmer Richard Armstrong on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.